Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is about the mercy of God, Allah's mercy. In this beautiful hadith, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following: Verily, Allah Most High created 100 units of mercy on the day He created the heavens and the earth. Each unit of which corresponds to all that is between the sky and the earth. Of these, He descended one unit of mercy to the earth. So there's 100 units of mercy, 100 mercies. And one of these mercies has been sent to the earth. And by virtue of that one unit, everything in creation shows understanding for one another. The mother is affectionate towards her child. And by virtue of the same unit, the birds and the beasts are able to drink water, and all creatures are able to subsist. So the gist and the meaning of this hadith is that God's mercy, right? God's mercy, which he sent to this world, and by means of which we see beauty and mercy and goodness in this world, is only a portion of the totality of God's mercy, right? All of the beauty that we see in this world, all of the goodness that we see in this world, it's only a manifestation, a small manifestation, a small twinkling or inkling of the infinitude of God's mercy. In a similar tradition, meaning a tradition which kind of emphasizes the vastness of God's mercy, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following. He said, "If you knew the worth of Allah's mercy, you would rely solely on that." I mean, if we were to understand the vastness of God's mercy, how infinitely great it is, right? But we would never turn to anything else. We would always take recourse to it and ask help and secure from it, because it's so vast and it's so great, and it's so great that it, you know, by giving and showing us His mercy, you know, nothing would be lost from that. Also, in a similar tradition, the fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, has been narrated to have said the following: "It is no small wonder if man is given salvation on the day of resurrection. Rather, what is a wonder is how he manages to end up in eternal damnation in spite of all of God's all-encompassing mercy." I mean, God's mercy is so vast, it's so great, that it's actually surprising and amazing if, despite God's vastness of God's mercy, a human being would be unable to be forgiven on the day of resurrection and would not enter Allah's heaven and His paradise. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the vastness of God's mercy in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.